Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
That you control, 603-283-6160. That's the number to call with whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about, or you can bring up something new. It's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. And with you in the studio tonight it's me, Bonnie.
And it's Ian.
And we've been talking in the last segment about Japanese parents arranging dates for their grown-up children.
Yeah, it's sad but true, and it is a statement in regards to the society there in Japan.
But before we get into that again, I'm going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Bad Slave, you're on the air with us. Bad Slave, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if I missed it while I was trying to get through, but the answer to was were arranged marriages in Japan common, and if you go back 100-200 years, that was kind of all there was.
Okay, I believe it.
And you know, there were many other conservative cultures that, you know, most Muslims have
arranged marriages.
Yeah, assigned marriages.
They also like to have a lot of babies, too. Muslims are all about reproducing. Same thing's true with Mormons, by the way.
They are.
But they don't do arranged marriages.
Well, even Catholics and kind of, not maybe as much was, but, the Catholic family that was friends with my parents were, they had 11 or was it 12 kids?
Yeah, they don't believe in contraceptives.
Afghanistan has 4.6 is their number of the replacement rate. So the average couple is having 4.6 kids in Afghanistan compared to 1.7 in the United States.
Well, I just think it's child abuse to have one kid.
What do you mean?
I think it's child abuse to have an only child.
Why?
Because it's a sad existence.
Why is that? I mean, you get all the attention from your parents. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
That's boring, one. And two, you don't have any friends that are built in that you get to hang out with every day, like when you have siblings.
Yeah, but that's not... Your sibling isn't always your friend sometimes. I mean, you had a good relationship with your siblings, but some siblings don't get along at all. And it could be a nightmare. What if one sibling is picking on the other one constantly? I mean, I didn't have that problem because I was the older person in my household with my sister.
Are you picking on your sister?
I mean, here and there. But you know, there's some, like, brothers who are known for beating each other up. I mean, they're not very nice to one another
at all. I had a sister who was beating me up, and I also had, like, a bunch of siblings that were really good siblings, and I would just always choose, even when she wasn't beating me up, I'm still happy that I grew up with the other sister because of the fact that, like, it's like when you have siblings, you go through all these things with them and then don't have to play it out when you're way too old for it as, like, a teenager. Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I just think, like, figuring out, like, oh, me doing this thing makes other people annoyed.
See,
me
I
doing this
friends.
Thing makes other people mad. Earlier,
I didn't need friends in my own home. I had friends outside of my home that I could go and, you know, go run around the neighborhood with or do whatever, play with in whatever way, spend nights at people's houses, that sort of thing. Like, I had zero interest in spending time with my sister.
Well,
so
I just think that your parents probably should have had more than just two, because it's also probably child abuse to have one kid of one sex and one kid of the other.
That's silly. I think that parents who are raising their kids in the number and in the way they want, that doesn't sound like an abusive situation to me at all. But we are talking about Japan and how they are in big trouble when it comes to their population. They are on the decline, and they're not the only country. I had speculated earlier that they might have been the lowest, and no, they're not. They are lower. They're definitely like in the top or bottom, however you want to look at it. The bottom 20 countries, but other countries are even worse off. Hong Kong, which isn't really a country anymore. Singapore with 1.1. So again, you have to have greater than 2 in order to have an expanding population. So you got Singapore is at a 1.1. Palau is at 0.8. Korean Republic, which I presume is the northern side, at 0.8. I don't know how they're getting numbers there.
I think the people in Palau are probably just leaving because it's like, would you want to grow up on this island that's very small in the Pacific where, like, everyone's your family, basically? Or would you be like, I want to go to the United States because aren't they a territory?
No, that doesn't ring a bell for me. I can't say I know anything about Palau. Okay, so Korea is actually South Korea. I was wrong. It's not North Korea. South Korea has 0.8. They are the lowest. Yeah, they are the lowest, tied with Palau. Puerto Rico, which, again, isn't really a country, but 0.9. British Virgin Islands at 1.0. China, Macau at 1.1. Singapore at 1.1. Malta at 1.1. Ukraine at 1.2. And this is numbers from 2021, by the way. So this is pre-war Ukraine. So.
Well, the war happened in 2022. You're right.
And China at 1.2. And then there's several more before you finally get to Japan at 1.3. The United States is at 1.7 on this chart. So what we were talking about is a desperate attempt by Japanese parents to get their kids to go out on a date.
Well, sorry. One other thing I just thought of is immigration. So America's at 1.7, you say, but yes, we also have a lot of immigration, so we're probably fine.
Well, that is definitely something the Japanese have been looking at doing, is loosening up their immigration, and they've sort of been known as a highly restrictive place.
Right.
They're not particularly known for being friendly to outsiders as far as migrants are concerned, but they also know now that if they don't let people come in, they're not going to have anyone to take care of the elderly when they get older, because as you pointed out, Bonnie, a lot of these younger people in Japan, they don't want to work at all. So not only do you have a problem where the population is declining, where there physically aren't as many people who could work, but of the people who could actually work, some percentage of them isn't willing to.
Well, let's go to the phones because it looks like we have a call. Law Dog in Michigan, you're on the phone on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Bonnie, how you doing? I guess you're talking about the lower birth rate here in some of the other countries.
Law Dog,
right?
Do me a favor, back off your phone like 3 or 4 inches because you're really jamming us here.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's better.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk about something a little bit more interesting.
Go ahead.
How about marijuana? Can we speak about marijuana?
Of course. What about it?
Okay. Yeah, I was a bad boy back in 1978. It was a lot different back then because there's some commercial Colombian that was just chipped off the brick. It had some red sprinkled in it and everything, and I was getting that about $400 a pound, and I was just
good old days
chopping it up. Yeah, but see, it was that the stuff back then, you know, you're looking at only 3 to 5% THC on that. So what you did was, and if you bought quarters, you could sell 3 and get one for free, so you'd be basically smoking for free.
I kind of wish that marijuana was like that. Like, I don't like this marijuana that exists anymore, where
you can get the low quality stuff.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be hard.
It is hard to get in the United States these days.
You know what? Well, that was back when I was 23. I'm going on 69 here, and I'll tell you the way to go, because I have a compromised immune system with my lungs. I mean, gummies the way to go down here in Baloney Township in the fine carnival of of Michigan, Center Michigan, we got these weed places popping up like weeds, so to speak, mm-hmm. and our roads are getting fixed, and all kinds of stuff is coming down, and, you know.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, Law Dog. Before I got arrested by the federal gang and put on probation, I used to be a regular cannabis
user. Was it
double secret
probation or what?
No, it's no secret. We're talking about it here. I was a regular cannabis user, and I had moved to edibles and vaping. I was not smoking. I think it is less popular nowadays to use smoked cannabis than it has ever been.
Well, as far as, like, vaping versus smoking, I still kind of prefer just to smoke actual marijuana. Like, the vaping stuff just has all kinds of mystery crap in it.
Yeah,
there's
some real questions when it comes to the vape stuff.
I forgot that when I was a smoker, like, back in, like, 2021, I actually really enjoyed low doses of edibles because it's like you can control it a lot more than
you
just
know what you're taking. You know the exact amount of milligrams you're putting in your body.
I hate nothing more than somebody who's passing around a joint and you're like, sure, I'll take a hit. Like, I'll just get a little high. And then you're blasted because, I weigh 100 pounds and you just don't know how much you're taking or what
sure.
it is.
Yeah, you have no way to really measure your dose when it comes to smoked cannabis, but those edibles are so good these days, and there's so many different choices. I know the captain has told us about when he was in Seattle, they would have, like, chocolate edibles, and, of course, you can get the gummies or whatever.
Drinks
now.
You've got to come down to Michigan Center Leone Township in the Carp Carnival, because next year...
No, we don't.
The Carp Carnival Queen is going to be a big Gretch, and the court's going to be Dana too. And
I know who the Gretchen one is. That's the governor there. I don't know who
Dana's
the
queen.
Is.
Her AG.
I thought you were talking about pageant queens.
I got a call from one of her henchmen the other day because I was doing something with the state, and I asked the lady. I says, "Are you an employee of Dana Dana Nassel?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah." And I go, why the hell would I want to talk to you?
Great point.
Yeah. Why would the hell I want to talk to you? They were talking about clergy abuse here. And,
it's generally a bad idea to talk to the police.
Yeah,
anything sexual about the dude. He says, he's chain smoking these Chesterfields, man, and he's saying, I'm gonna die here. In the meantime, he's blowing smoke in my face, you know. And it's like,
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I'll
tell you,
clergy crimes.
The crookedest bastards I'll tell you where they're at. They're in the damn Catholic Church, brother. And you can take that to the bank and collect interest on it.
I believe it, Law Dog. Thank you for the call. I don't know really what his story was about, except I agree with him about the Catholic Church.
Have to give them money.
Yeah.
So that's why
it's not
a big deal.
And you have to attend their churches if they demand you.
I've never had a Catholic priest, as bad as some of them might be. I've never had any of them come banging on my front door and throwing a gun up in my face or whatever, right? Like, that doesn't happen.
Demanding you follow their morals the way that they see them. Yeah. I would not agree that they are the most crooked bastards, as you said, but I would agree that they're up there. But anyways, going back to this article about Japan.
Yeah, so we were talking about how elderly folks in Japan who have kids, now their kids are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, they're showing up at these meetings of the group called Association of Parents of Marriage Proposal Information.
Such a weird name.
It gets people together, and they essentially have parents talking to one another about their kids and trying to hook them up on dates. So they're talking about the societal situation there in Japan here in the story from CNN.com. The same forces, they say, that are driving these parents have been playing havoc with the demographics of the world's third biggest economy. They're saying that in the last year, Japan has seen a drop of 800,000 population. Behind that plummeting population is the ever-falling number of marriages and births. In 2021, the number of newly registered marriages fell to 501,116, the fewest since the end of World War II in 1945, and just half the number recorded in the 1970s. And when people do get married, they're doing so at later stages of life, leaving less time to make babies. The median age for tying the knot in 2021 was 34 for men, up from 29 in 1990, and 31
That's just probably something that's having to do with, like, their, they're supposed to have like higher IQs and be smarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just smarter to not have a baby in your early 20s or teenage years.
Well, that is definitely true. However, they're still not having as many babies. The drop
not
in,
their problem.
Alongside the Future's drop problem. In marriages has been a slide in the fertility rate, which last year hit a record low of 1.3, far below the 2.1 required to maintain a stable population.
I think that this story is interesting because it's so weird that people's parents are going out and doing this. But at the same time, I really don't get the point of caring, honestly,
about
the
what?
Population not growing in Japan. It's like, oh, well, like, let nature take its course. Don't force people to have babies that don't want to have
babies.
Well,
I don't think anyone's talking about forcing anybody here, at least not yet.
Well,
hopefully
I'm just saying,
get to that
I don't
point,
mean force
but.
As in, like, with violence. I mean, just, like, what's the point of, like, even trying to coerce people to have babies? Why not just let nature take its course? Whoever lives there, lives there.
I get what you're saying. I mean, I'm not hearing any coercion in what they're talking about. They're just trying to set people up on dates here. But ultimately,
I'm not saying those people are. I'm saying the people who are always like, can you believe it? There's still more adult diapers than kids' diapers in Japan. Look, it's just because of the New World Order or whatever.
Well,
I just don't
sad,
really
but...
think it's that big of a deal. Even if everyone in Japan became of old age and then died, well, who cares if people live on that island or not? Those islands.
Okay, I get where you're coming from.
I just think if people want to have kids, they want to. And if they don't, what's the big deal?
Okay, so to answer your question from the, not necessarily my perspective, because I get where you're coming from, but just kind of to play devil's advocate here, is, well, if you're not growing, the old saying is, you're either growing or you're dying, right? And it's true in business, typically. It's you know, true in life, right? Like, if you are, let's say your retirement age, and you just decide you're going to sit around the house all day and watch television, you're probably not going to make it very long. If you are up in those years, but you're out there doing things, and you're active, and you're still doing business or whatever, like, you still have things that are exciting and interesting to you, then you're likely to hold on much longer. You remember the guy that owns Rogers Campground, Crosby? He's like 86 years old.
I just don't get what this has to do with anything.
I was telling you, you're either growing or you're dying. So I'm giving you a personal example of that on an individual level. And now on a societal level, the same thing is true. You're either growing or you're dying. And what you're saying is, fine, let Japan die. Let the people move out of Japan and go somewhere else. And you're not wrong about that. If that's what happens, that's what happens. But the reason why people don't want that to happen is because, well, most people don't want to move, right? Like, they want to stay where they're at. They like the place that they were born in. They don't want to see it fail. So they want to see the place where they grew up and the place where their friends live and where they live continue on. And so it's frustrating to them to see what seems like the inevitability
of
the failure.
So why is this such a popular topic in the United States instead of just something they talk about in Japan?
I
hear people talking about this all the time. That's why I said Ernie was talking about it on the show Monday.
Well, they talk about it in Japan, too.
Okay, but why are we talking about it? Like,
because
I don't care.
Because it could happen here.
Why are you... Well, okay, then why'd you get a vasectomy? Like, I just don't get
because
it.
Because I'm not concerned with... I'm not
That's
saying
my
I
question.
Agree,
You're not concerned,
Bonnie.
Right?
I'm not saying I...
I'm not concerned either.
I get it, but I'm explaining to you why so many people are concerned... Because they're worried that the thing that they love, the place they grew up or whatever, is going to fail. That there are not going to be enough people to keep it growing.
But that's never the case. It's not like the United States or the entire population of the Earth is going to disappear. So as long as you're not closing off the borders, then that's never going to happen. So I don't get the point.
You make a good point that having open borders would actually solve this problem. And it would likely solve the problem for Japan as well.
And
Japan
if they're just like, oh, I want them to be purely Japanese. And in all honesty, I think that's kind of evil.
I don't disagree with you there. I think you're right. I think they should open the borders up. For instance, our co-host Mark Edge could not even simply visit Japan, let alone move there, because he had a felony on his record, which happened to him in 1989, and it's 30 something years since that time, and they still told him, no, you can't come in. So, I mean, that is definitely something they could change that would help solve this problem. But nonetheless, Bonnie, it is interesting to look at things happening in society and say, how can we make sure that doesn't happen here? And you've come up with a solution, which is to say, to allow people to come in from the outside.
Yeah, it's like if the population demographic changes in the United States one day, like one day it's just majority like Hispanics coming from the, you know, South America and Mexico, who cares?
Yeah, I think that's actually what's happening. If you look at southern states, you'll see there are fewer and fewer, you know, Caucasian or white people or whatever.
Yeah, I think
a lot more Hispanics coming in.
The only people who care about it in the United States, like, we need to start having more kids, are just literally, like, white supremacists who want to make sure that whites stay at least represented well,
yeah,
if not the majority.
I think it's silly. I think that my only concern is, do they care about freedom? I want to have a society with people who value and understand and want to keep the society free. I don't care what their color of their skin is, as long as they agree with liberty. But nonetheless, I think it's an interesting discussion here because it's interesting to see what's not working and the direction this particular society is going in. So earlier this year, the Prime Minister in Japan, Fumio Kishida, unveiled a multi-trillion yen plan aimed at boosting the birth rate, warning it was a case of now or never. Among the incentives offered to parents were a monthly allowance of 15,000 yen, about $100, that ain't much, for every child they had up to 2 years old, and 10,000 yen for those three and above. But James Reno, an East Asian studies expert at Princeton,
nearly at $2,400 total per kid. That's not a lot.
Said trying to boost the birth rate was unlikely to work without first boosting the marriage rate. He said it's not really an issue of married couples having fewer children. It's about whether people are getting married in the first place. And failing to address the issue could have grave consequences, according to a sociologist from a university in Japan. He said, Sugehi Matsuda, said major concerns include a decline in the country's overall economic strength and national wealth, difficulty in maintaining social security, and loss of social capital in local communities. And it brings up an interesting point that the social security is a Ponzi scheme, as we've talked about many times here on Free Talk Live. The Social Security program, which, by the way, in the United States, is destined to fail within the next decade.
They said 7 years, like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was. I think it's currently like 2030 is when it's supposed to go bankrupt. By.
Which probably means sooner.
Yeah, if you don't have, right, because you can't trust government numbers. If you don't have more people in the workforce to take care of the elderly people through this forced wealth redistribution, and the program will fail sooner rather than later. So what is it that's turning people off? Matsuda said it's not that people no longer have the desire to get married. Some 80% say they do, according to a survey recently. It's more that they believe the obstacles in the way are insurmountable. Young Japanese have faced poor employment prospects and flat wages since the 1990s, he said. And according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the average annual paycheck in Japan increased only 5% between 1991 and 2021.
Well, I believe that I would be able to help anybody who calls in and asks me for relationship advice get married within the next year. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA USA News update. One cabinet member may have his salary cut if House Republicans get their way.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
The Secretary of the Navy is blaming Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for aiding and abetting rival regimes around the world. This in reference to Tuberville's ongoing holdup of key U.S. military promotions.
This is having a real negative impact and will continue to have a real negative impact on our combat readiness. And that's what the American people truly need to understand.
Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro speaking on Fox News. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Control 603-283-6160. That's the phone number you can call to get in on the conversation, bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
It's Ian.
And we've been talking about Japan's declining birth rate. Why? Because Ian says we should care.
I just think it's interesting to look at what is ultimately a failing society, despite all of Japan's good things that they have going for it. I mean, they have a lot of good things going for them, right? I mean, you pointed out they're generally considered to be intelligent people. Everybody knew growing up in the 80s.
Living.
Yeah, everybody knew growing up in the 80s and the 90s that if you want good electronics, you buy them from Japan. Sony,
the
for
cars.
Instance, right? Yeah, their cars are great. The electronics are great. There's obviously a lot of good things about that particular society.
Make great cartoons.
They did some things right, okay? But they've also failed miserably at encouraging future generations. I mean, it's gotten to the point where their birth rate is lower than the replacement rate. So there's fewer and fewer people every single year in Japan. Unfortunately, they still haven't opened up the borders to allow for immigration, which, as you pointed out, Bonnie, could help solve this problem.
Yep.
So there's a problem with, like, I don't know if it's racism or ethnocentrism or whatever you how you would describe how the Japanese are. I don't know enough about their culture. I'm not one of these, what do they call it, weeaboos or whatever, people who are obsessed with.
You ask me that, like, once a month on the show.
Japanese
if it's called
culture.
That.
I never remember if it's the weeaboo there's, like, another word for it. Anyway, I'm not one of those people, so I don't know a whole lot. Even though I visited one time, it was just to go and visit Roger Veer out there a few years ago where Mark and I went out, and they literally turned Mark around at the border.
It sucks so bad. Like, how long was he on a plane? 23 hours?
Flight, oh, yeah. From California to Japan. And so they're making some big mistakes. And so it's interesting to learn from other people's mistakes, Bonnie. So that's why I find this
interesting. I just think it's a mistake or a failure. It's just like, this is what's happening.
Well, it is what's happening. But they were a country that was on the rise. They were, what does it say here? They were the third largest economy or are the third largest economy. I mean, that is a huge thing, right? This is no slouch that we're talking about here, but it is an economy that's on the way down. And that's actually what they get into here in the CNN piece about, you know, why is it people aren't getting married? Well, they point out that people in Japan, their average paycheck raised only 5% from 1991 to 2021. Now, Bonnie, if you were working at a job and you only got, you know, less than a percentage of an increase in 5 years working for that job, you might get sick and tired of that, right? Like, you might feel like, this is a job that does not appreciate me, I'm good at what I do, and they're not giving me any kind of raises. I'm
the other
out
part
of here.
About it that might be making people not want to get married, this is just a hunch. I've never been there, and I don't know a lot of Japanese people, or any Japanese people, but I saw a video where somebody was going on the street and asking Japanese women what they think of white guys.
This is in Japan.
In Japan, in Tokyo. And all of them were like, white guys are so handsome. I love white guys, but I almost don't think I could date one because they're too beautiful. They're more like art than human beings and all this stuff. And I don't know, it just made me think, it's making me think now, maybe the lack of immigration is making people just like, they don't want to be with somebody who looks like them, like, I don't know. Maybe some people just
wish
that they could go out.
Or it could be because the Japanese guys are so wussified that they just generally don't want to waste their time with them.
Are they really wussified? How do you know that? I don't know.
Well, that's the kind of the culture that is the problem over there, is you've got a bunch of young people who aren't interested in working. They're not interested in bettering themselves, obviously. I mean, if you know, we see it over here, too, in the United States with this soy boy thing. Imagine a culture of soy boys.
Yeah, I know. That's literally what we live in, Ian.
But there's fewer of them here per population than there are in Japan, and I think that's the problem. And the white, the Japanese girls may also be under the misconception that it's not that way here. Like they might think that white guys are more like, you know, Tom Cruise or something, somebody they see on the movies rather than what they know from real life. So there may be some misperceptions, kind of like in the same way there's still a lot of people in Africa who think that there's freedom in the United States.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of sort of mythology out there.
I just think that it's like if there's, like, all kinds of different looking people, and they have the internet, they can see what they look like, and they only have one option, basically, because their government won't let people immigrate.
Yeah.
They might just be like, I want to go to France or whatever and date a French guy, you know.
That makes sense. So then you combine all that with the fact that people aren't making as much money now. Bonnie, it was from 1991 to 2021. So we're talking about 30 years where people's paychecks went up only 5%.
Terrible.
30 years. Now, that's compared to 34% if you look at the rest of the G7 countries like France or Germany, where people are seeing a dramatic increase in the amount of money they're making. So the point being, if you don't make that much money, you don't feel like you can have a family, right? Like if you can barely put food on your own table, don't you agree it would be irresponsible to add another mouth to feed?
Yeah.
So that's one reason why this is happening in Japan. They're not making as much money, probably because the Japanese government's inflating the hell out of the money supply.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing. I've seen videos on YouTube of Japanese people that live in tiny apartments that are just called, like, I can't remember the word.
They're less than a studio apartment is here,
like,
right? Very small.
Like the size of, like, I have a bathtub and I use it for my bed.
Yeah, they actually talk about that here in a moment. So it has weakened their economic capacity to start marriages. And Japan's high cost of living and notoriously long working hours are making things worse. If you're working 70 hours a week, then of course you won't have a suitable partner because you have no time to go out and meet one. The depth of the crisis can be glimpsed in supermarket aisles and convenience stores, where the shelves are full of prepackaged meals catering to one.
Oh, yeah. And when Mark Thousand went to Japan in a video recently, he was showing all this, like, they really like convenience store food. Like,
yeah,
they love 7-Eleven. Like, they'll get dressed up to go eat at 7-Eleven, and they love all this prepackaged food. I don't know.
Yeah, and that is true.
I don't know what that says.
I don't know if they get dressed up to go eat at
7-Eleven. That's what he was saying.
God, I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, he was there. I was there briefly as well. They have these little mini marts all over the place. So it's just, you know, Tokyo's a big, big place. And so you don't see huge grocery stores like you do the 7-Elevens or the Family something or other, Family Mart or something like that. So these things are all over the place. But they're saying that these prepackaged meals catering to one are very, very popular. And in the streets are full of tiny apartments tailor-made for single life, which is what you were just talking about. This is a country that's designed to make single living as easy as possible. For women, economic costs are not the only turnoff. Japan remains a highly patriarchal society in which married women are often expected to take the caregiver role, despite government efforts to get husbands more involved. Quote, although Japan is legally equal between men and women, in reality, there's a deep-seated belief among men and women.
Wait, you just kind of skipped right over something pretty weird and interesting. The government is trying to force husbands to get more involved in child rearing.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Weird.
Which is weird. Like, just let whatever's going to happen happen. But they say that women should still bear children and raise them while men should work outside the home, said the matchmaker. Back at the Sakai Chamber of Commerce, remember, this was all about the conversation that started this was about elderly people coming into a room together to meet each other to hopefully hook their kids up with a date. And their kids are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we're back in that room now as light music plays to soothe the mood and might what otherwise seem as an unlikely setting for Cupid to draw his bow. CNN attended the gathering on the condition that those taking part were quoted anonymously to protect their privacy. Some of the parents have attended a few sessions already. Others are first-timers, and the stakes are high. Each of them has come armed with a completed questionnaire about their offspring, which asks things like whether they would be willing to relocate if things work out. The parents also carry profile pictures, many of them professionally shot, some showing young women dressed to impress in traditional kimonos. Much of the photos are of spinsters and bachelors in their 30s and 40s. The youngest is 28 and the eldest 51. And they have a range of professions from doctors, nurses, civil servants, and secretaries. One couple in their 80s say their 49-year-old son has been spending too much time at work to pay attention to his love life.
And did they only have one kid? Child
Probably.
Abuse.
Hard to say. They've always wanted grandchildren, so they decided to attend the matchmaking after reading about it in a newspaper. Another couple in their 70s said their 42-year-old daughter doesn't date because she wants to be free to hang out with her college friends whenever she wants. They want someone who can take care of their daughter and say she's happy for them to do the searching. So in this case, it does sound like they do have the consent
of their daughter.
From their daughter. Others have been asked by their children to attend the event. One mother, who is in her 60s, says her 37-year-old daughter has become anxious at seeing her friends' age, getting married and having children. She says she regrets not pushing her daughter to find a partner when she was younger.
Why do you need to tell your kids to, like, have a romantic life? That's sad.
Now she's 37, and she's probably getting close to too old to have children.
Yeah, she's probably about too old to have children.
The agency estimates about 10% of those it matches go on to get married, although it says the true figure could be higher because parents don't necessarily let them know about their children's relationships progress. One mom whose daughter married through the service recalled lining up to meet the parent of a popular candidate and feeling surprised when she got a call back asking if their kids could meet. At first sight, she said, my daughter just started staring at him, and that's when I knew she'd found her match. The pair are now married. She says there are advantages involving only the parents in the beginning. They can be more upfront in expressing what their children want and don't want. She said, the children don't have the awkward conversations that would sometimes be remembered for years in a relationship. Really?
Well, I guess, like, going on a first date is pretty awkward.
Hmm. I liked ours.
Yeah.
For many of the parents, it is the lure
but
of...
We didn't just walk into a restaurant first time ever talking to each other. Like, we met at a nightcap.
That's true.
It wasn't like, you know, so...
It wasn't a blind date.
How many siblings do you have? So, what do you do for a living? Like, that's just so awkward.
And for many of the parents, it is the lure of grandchildren, of course. Says the organizer. She comes across parents of men in their 40s who are searching for women in their late 20s and early 30s. One father complained he hadn't been able to set up his 40-year-old son despite exchanging his profile with 10 other parents. On a closer look, she found out the father had turned down all of the women in their mid-30s and those more educated than his son. He also rejected a candidate who did not have male siblings.
Well, he's being realistic. His son probably doesn't want an older lady who was like,
lady.
I just realized that I should get married and have kids if I want to have them now.
Right.
Or somebody who is like way more successful than his son, it's probably not going to work out as well.
But of course, this is...
They're trying to shame this parent for that. I just think it's silly.
Yeah. He rejected a candidate who didn't have male siblings. Women in that situation are seen as a burden in the eyes of traditional Japanese parents who believe they'll be distracted by having to take care of their in-laws when they grow old. But however great the yearning for grandchildren, the organizer says she always emphasizes to parents their children should come first. She says no matter how much the parents feel for each other, the children must be on board. No matter how much parents want grandchildren, the children must be willing to have children.
That is a good point because the parents might be like, oh, I just really like this guy.
Right.
I want my kid to marry his kid just based on that.
Yeah, and so, again, there are a lot of people in Japan that they just don't want to get married, they don't want to go out on dates, and I think that this is interesting also from a perspective of we can see similar things happening here in the United States. We've talked before about how teenagers right now, the Gen Z teens, they're not going out on dates like they used to in the past, they're not having sexual relations like they used to in the past, they're
not... Just a pendulum swing.
Could be. It could be. But they're not. And so we're also seeing that they're not even hanging out with their friends in the same way as they did in the past. I mean, it used to be a scandal that teenagers were having sex and, you know, going out on dates. But now they're not even doing that anymore. And they're not, like, going to the mall. There aren't malls anymore, for the most part. They're not hanging out in physical reality. They, quote-unquote, hang out by playing, like, a video game or something or being in a chat room together. So we're seeing people kind of... In the younger generation, we're seeing them kind of fall away from one another. And now maybe that is or isn't true. Bonnie, you're a little bit younger. You're in your mid-20s. Are you seeing your friends getting married? Are they having kids?
Yeah.
That's all happening?
Yep. They're having kids and getting married. I'm supposedly the youngest millennial or the oldest Gen Z, depending on what source you want to get it from in 1996. Right. And it just, I really don't see the crazy thing that people are talking about where, and the other thing is, I did third grade twice, so all my friends are at least like a year younger than me. And a lot of, I tend to have more friends that are like more younger than me than older than me. So I know a lot of Gen Z people and a lot of them are in relationships and a lot of them have kids. Even just people I went to school with, a lot of them have kids and are married. And I just don't,
you
I
think
hear
a lot of
this
is blown
lot.
Out of proportion.
Yeah. I hear this a lot. Like whenever I hear some woman saying like, it's so sad. People are encouraged not to have kids anymore. I don't know what they're talking about because
kids are everywhere. People are having them all over.
Not just that, but you cannot say, as like a teenager, like, I'm not going to have kids without some woman being like, oh,
you'll change your
yes,
mind about
you will.
That, sweetie.
Yeah, literally. Because when I was in high school, I would say it, like, innocently and not even realizing, like, oh, I'm saying this in front of my friend's mom who has 9 kids and she might take it personally.
They say that stuff in our chat room.
What?
Like, that you're going to want to have kids or whatever.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about, like, real people. Like, real people in real life
yeah.
really try to encourage... and just talk about it like it's a fact, like to their kids. Like, when you have kids, blah, 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 blah.
It's inevitable.
Like, it's not like a question. You will have kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the culture everywhere that I've ever lived.
But don't you think it's possible that, you know, things are getting worse economically? We know that, right? We're hearing stories about people that are having to tighten down their budgets. They're having to cut out some of the luxuries that they might be enjoying. You can't go to Starbucks every day or whatever it is that they're cutting out in order to, or they're buying cheaper items at the grocery store, not buying name brands. We're hearing stories about this. Isn't it possible that the United States could see similar changes to what's happening in Japan, where if people aren't making as much money, they're more likely to stay moved in with their parents. They're less likely to go and strike out on their own, where they would have that freedom to go and meet people, getting together with somebody else, with a partner, moving in together. It just seems less and less likely.
I think that this is just totally anecdotal Bonnie talking, like, I'm not saying it's fact, but it just seems to me like millennials are the worst about that stuff than Gen Z. Like, I feel
about, like staying at home with parents?
Yeah, like never leaving their parents' house, focusing on a career. Like, people who are, like, in their 30s right now and not married, I just think there's a larger number of them than there will be when all the Gen Z people are in their 30s.
Mm. Well, it'll be interesting to see whether that's the case, because if it's hard to get enough money together to even move out of your parents' house...
And the reason is because millennials...
That's going to be something to hold you back.
It's terrible. It's terrible to talk about any group of people based on their generation and put them all into one basket, talk about them all like they're the same thing.
They're all individuals.
But I just got to say, if I had to, I would choose millennials as the most woe is me type.
Coddled.
Like, I feel like, for whatever reason, Gen Z just, like, it's like the pendulum did swing. Like, people are like, oh, all these kids, all these only children, all these millennials are so bad. Like, they think everything is so bad in their life, and they have anxiety. So I'm not going to raise my kids like that. And I think Gen Z just didn't get that as
much. You don't think that Gen Z is going to have the whole, I've got anxiety, I've got depression thing?
I think they do now, but, like, the more that they turn into adults, like, I'm, like, the oldest one. I'm 26. And I just feel like it's not as big of a thing as it was with just even people my sister's age, my older sister.
Okay. I hope you're right about that. I hope we are seeing the pendulum swing in a more independent direction for these people. But
I think the reason is, like, people who were Gen X, they felt like their lives were hard and they wanted to make it easier for their kids. So
well,
they
that's
had
true
millennials.
For all parents, right? They want to make it easier for their kids.
Well, I don't know, to more of an extent. And now that the millennials know that their lives were easy, maybe they're not doing as bad raising kids. I don't know.
Well, if you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so at 603-283-6160. I'm kind of with you on this, Bonnie. Like, you know, hey, if Japan's going to fall, then it's going to fall.
And another thing is,
there's no need to worry about it, but
I don't think that...
I get why people are concerned.
The United States could have the same problem because we...
You don't think?
No, because we allow people to immigrate here more than Japan, and plus people just come in anyway.
Oh, okay. That's true. I don't know if it's enough, though. That's the question. And also, I don't know if the numbers that they come out with here, these fertility rates, where, again, you have to be over a 2.1, roughly, to actually have the replacement rate going on. I don't know if that factors in immigration. Maybe it does. Maybe once people...
No, that doesn't make sense.
Well, I don't know.
Because it wouldn't be a 2. The 2 is just 2 parents and a kid.
No, a 2 is 2 parents having 2 kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They want you to have 2. They wouldn't factor in people just coming into the country, or else where would they get the 2 from?
I don't know if I understand the question. If you move to the country and you have children with somebody, then you'd be factored in, I presume, into however it is they're collecting this data. I don't know if it's like the census or what. That would be an interesting thing to kind of learn more about how they come up with these fertility rate numbers. Looks like it is Census Bureau information, according to data.worldbank.org. So,
well, according to the Census Bureau, I'm Gen Z and not a millennial.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I always thought I was Gen Z, and then people started saying, actually, no, I looked it up, you're a millennial, and I was like, there's just other people, entities, that call 1996 the last year of millennial.
Yeah, just depends.
But Census Bureau seems to be pretty legit to me.
So, I mean, presuming that immigrants are answering the census, then this would factor them in. So that may suggest that immigrants who move to the United States are less likely to have massive amounts of children. Maybe because they're too busy working. I don't know.
I just don't know that I can believe that. But first of all, I don't think that the immigrants are answering the census. And, well, out of personal experience, I really don't think they are.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But the number has been going down, by the way, in the last, especially the last decade.
Maybe in, like, California, where it's like, they have sanctuary cities. Maybe they're answering the census people to come to the door.
So the last time since 1990, roughly, that the number was above a 2 would have been in 2008. So ever since 2008.
Oh, and I was going to bring that up earlier. One reason I think millennials, if I was going to generalize a group of people based on their generation, are the worst, is because they had 2008 happen, so they were like, my future's over, man. What's even the point of anything? I have anxiety. 2008 crisis happened, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's possibly going to get worse here, Bonnie. I mean, if we take what some of the things...
It's only gotten worse, and the Gen Z people still have a better attitude than millennials.
Okay, but I'm just telling you, like, the economic circumstances that Gen Z and the millennials are going to have to deal with is likely going to be worse if things keep going in the direction they're going, which is to say, unlimited money printing by the federal government and increasing interest rates.
Yeah, it's never stopped. It's only gotten worse since 2008. People don't realize that inflation doesn't go away. It just gets worse.
Well, now they're going to say the inflation numbers have quote unquote gone down, and
which means the rate of inflation.
Correct. So, I mean, I guess we'll see. But I mean, having watched Peter St. Ange every day, definitely doesn't have a positive outlook for what's coming in the immediate future to the United States economy. And I think
really
he's well informed.
He does this one take. Mm-hmm. And he gives you all of the news about economics.
Yeah, you're right. He doesn't edit that.
Yeah,
it is a one take.
I noticed that. I think it's pretty cool. But so he has a great voice, and he does it in like one take, maybe like a minute long thing.
It's 3 minutes usually.
3 minutes. Yeah. Talking about just the current news in the economic sector. And yeah, it's not a good thing to start your day with, but Ian does it to us all the time. It just sounds really bad, even the times when I don't really know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. So the best thing you can do is prepare yourself, you know, look into alternatives instead of the dollar. Look into alternatives like, you know, gold backs and cryptocurrency like Dash or Monero and other things that are out there.
Looking at the bright side whenever he's talking, just think about Bitcoin.
And you know what? There's no shame in moving in with roommates or moving in with parents. It may become more necessary as times get tighter.
You don't want to have kids if you live with roommates or parents.
Yeah, that's true. You may see fewer of those.
But at the same time, if you don't want to have kids, who really cares? You don't want to have kids. I think you should just do your life, whatever you want to do. And also, I think we should open the borders and let more Hispanics come here if they want to come here.
Absolutely.
This has been Free Talk Live.
Or Japanese.
Thanks for listening in and calling in.
Or Canadians.
And have a good night.
See you tomorrow.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.